We look at waiting times. Obviously, people, real people, comprise the list, and we have a way of segmenting the clients on the waiting list. So those people with very vulnerable housing circumstances are given an early housing status. They potentially have a wait of between 18 and 24 months.
And other people on the list whose needs, I guess, aren't deemed to be as high, how long could the wait be for them in Gippsland at the moment?
Well, I'm not able to put a figure on that. They're in the wait turn list and it's quite a number of years.
So is the public housing waiting list in Gippsland, would it be fair to say that it is quite long at the moment?
Yes, there's quite a number of people who are interested in obtaining public housing. That list has been growing, especially for singles and for family groups.
And what do you put that growing demand down to? What could be contributing to that in the region?
I think there's a lot of competition for available affordable rental space. People are moving out as Melbourne becomes less affordable to them. And in some of the sea change areas, obviously you have people who are moving there to have an ongoing life there who need affordable housing as well. So that's putting the squeeze on in places like Lakes Entrance and in some parts of the southern part of the region.
So we're seeing demand continuing to grow for public housing in Gippsland.
We are. And I think the other factor that needs to be taken account of is that when you have harder economic times, employment times, more casualised work, then people look to housing security through public housing as an option they would prefer. So that is another force field out there.
And do you have any idea at what pace the wait list is growing? Is it growing at a rapid pace?
No, I wouldn't describe it as rapid, but steady.
And any idea how Gippsland might compare to other regional areas? Is it this kind of story right across the state where we are seeing more pressure because of a tightening rental market and because of that influx of people perhaps moving from city areas? How would Gippsland compare to other areas?
Obviously, there will be districts where that is not such of an impact, but generally speaking, across Victoria, there's high demand for public housing.
And what's being done in Gippsland to address that long waiting list? Are there new developments underway or coming online?
Over the last few years, the Commonwealth's had a major injection into public housing, so a lot of new stock has been built right throughout the state, and Gippsland has had 238 new houses and units built through that strategy. So that's good. That's high quality housing. We have had asset sales at the same time as houses become too old really to be suitable for tenants.
So what's the net increase then? It would be something less than that 238?
Well, overall, we've got 3,600 properties throughout the region, so it's virtually status quo plus a few.
And is that enough to address that growing demand? Are we still going to have a long waiting list?
No, it hasn't been enough to totally ease the waiting list. We've got 30 new units coming on stream in sale at Marley Street, so they're 1, 2 and 3 bedroom units. And they'll be available for tenants in August this year. It's been a project that's been a little, well, spun out. So that will assist. But, you know, it's a challenge.
What sort of people make up the public housing waiting list? It's easy to talk about a list, but what sort of people are on that list? How do you qualify to get onto that list?
To be eligible, there are certain criteria, but it's income related. So it's assets and income related. Generally speaking, it's people with low level of their own independent resources to have housing.
And is it old people or young people or families?
Across the board. And we are finding that there's a high level of demand from singles and from families.
And are you responding in the type of housing stock that you're making available then to, I guess, meet that changing need?
We really do need more one-bedroom, two-bedroom housing to deal more satisfactorily with the client mix. We're responding as best we can.
It's just this constant struggle then of trying to keep pace with that changing population.
It is, and I don't ever think there's been a time where we totally kept pace with the demand. There are other services in place or ways of obtaining housing and supporting people into housing. So there's the bond assistance scheme and Centrelink rental subsidies to try and help people into affordable private rental housing. But as you know, when the squeeze is on in rental housing, that's not so easy. Community housing associations also have a variety of programs and services and ways of providing housing in place too. So we call those social and community housing. They're an adjunct to the public housing system.
What other initiatives are the government working on to try and address, you know, this issue of having people wait up to a couple of years or perhaps even longer? What are some of the initiatives the government's looking at to address the public housing waiting list?
Well, last year the minister announced a homelessness strategy, and she's appointed a ministerial advisory committee to advise her about other strategies and ways and means to address the homelessness conundrums and issues. They've also recently advertised for expressions of interest around innovative ideas from agencies and organisations more broadly. So I expect to see that'll come up with some more lateral thinking and more creative ways to address the needs of clients. And they're also looking to support people in a more holistic way through employment, training and education linkages. So there's to be 5 centres of that sort implemented over the next 4 years in Victoria.
Are we likely to see one of those in Gippsland perhaps?
Well, I'm very hopeful that we would, especially in the Latrobe Valley. There's obviously a high need for that kind of support to support people's connections to both sustaining their housing but also to their neighbourhoods and into the community.
You mentioned that sort of review that the government's doing. Could we see major changes to the way public housing works in Victoria? Do you think that's something that they would consider? I'm just thinking of models from overseas where they might have a housing trust or different sort of charities involved and even, I guess, private sector coming into the mix as well.
There are some of those strategies already possible and in place. Trusts have been established to support people with disability housing needs, but you could see that platform, I anticipate, being built on, because this won't be solved or addressed adequately just by saying the government should do it. So the government will look at means to enable things to be done that bring a variety of resources into play, I believe.